Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd Chapter, Karma Yoga, Text 22. Krishna is speaking about the importance of work and the importance of working, even if one is self-realized, to educate the people in general. And Krishna says that even he works for that reason. 22. O son of Prita, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. Comment. Krishna offers two examples. Janaka Maharaj, who attained perfection by performing his prescribed duties, and now himself. Certainly, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, needs nothing. He is God, the source of all. An entire universe can be created or destroyed by his will. Although he has no needs, Krishna acts according to the scriptures. Why? 23. For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. Comment. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, although such rules and regulations are for the conditioned souls and not Lord Krishna, because he descended to establish the principles of religion, he followed the prescribed rules. Otherwise, common men would follow in his footsteps, because he is the greatest authority. One might argue, that's the end of the citation from Prabhupada's purport. The comment continues. One might argue that some of Krishna's actions on the battlefield and his behavior in Vrindavan with the gopis do not conform to the recommended Shastric path. That is true. Although Krishna generally does not transgress scriptural injunctions, he occasionally does so to please his devotees and to exhibit his supreme independent position. If, therefore, a discrepancy exists between Krishna's words and his actions, his words should be followed. No one should imitate Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and act in opposition to Shastra. Krishna continues speaking about himself. 24. If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put into ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. Comment. Arjuna said in the first chapter, quote, if I fight, I'll be the cause of the women being left unprotected, and that will result in unwanted population, Vanasankara. Here, Krishna counters that argument and again defeats Arjuna's reasoning by indirectly saying, if you neglect your duty and decline to fight, then you will be the cause of Vanasankara. Krishna will next compare the attached worker and the detached worker. Then he will describe how a detached man of knowledge should relate to one in ignorance. That description continues until text 32. 25. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to the results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. Comment. Even a perfect person should perform his duties. 26. So as not to disrupt the mind of ignorant men attached to the fruit of results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, you should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. Comment. We may preach to an attached materialist, quote, it is no use working for Maya. You can't take your gains with you when you die. What will you eternally gain by such work? Obviously, that is true. But Krishna herein recommends an additional strategy, encouraging those who are attached to use their work and its fruits for devotional service. Krishna again says that premature renunciation without spiritual realization leads to degradation. This verse describes how those with knowledge should relate to those without knowledge. A person with knowledge should, by his example and words, encourage those who are attached to the results of the work to engage them in Krishna's service. This is practical. The third line, Josayet Sava Kamani, indicates that we should first work ourselves and then, as said in the fourth line, engage others in devotional work. We have already discussed three levels of work. One, working only for the fruits, karmakanda. Two, establishing Krishna as the goal, yet remaining attached to the fruits, sakam, karma yoga. And three, being completely detached from the fruits of work, nishkam, karma yoga. In the second form of work, though the mode of passion is still present, one advances from passion to goodness by renouncing a portion of the results of one's work. A person working in this way will gradually become detached, attain transcendental knowledge, and advance towards the transcendental platform. Two men may be doing similar work, but each may be working with a different consciousness. But a sakkama worker is attached to the fruits of his work and to the specific nature of the work he does. The nishkama worker is detached from the fruits of his work, but remains attached to the work itself. The quality of the work is measured by their attachments. The highest stage of work occurs when one is detached from the fruits of his work and from the work itself. He continues to work, but his impetus is simply devotional surrender to the order of Guru and Krishna. Krishna next describes the thinking of the ignorant, attached person. 27. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Comment. This verse is one of several in the Gita that discusses the dua, karta. Here, Krishna explains that while the foolish conditioned soul thinks himself the dua, the one accomplishing his work, the work is actually being carried out by the three modes of material nature, gunas. Srila Prabhupada, however, refers to an ultimate dua in his purport. He says, the materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. End quote. That topic will be discussed again in chapter 4. Krishna next explains the difference between the attached worker and the devotional worker. And we shall end here at the present. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.